Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Kiddushin on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph at the very bottom of the Amud, in the middle of our investigation of the relationship between Nechasim Sheish LaMachariyut and Nechasim Shein LaMachariyut. And the last piece that we saw was about Kinyan Aga. Well, the last piece that we left off that we did not investigate in the Gemara was the Mishnah's mention of Kinyan Agav, which is the ability to use the kinyonim that are available for karka and to then to piggyback metaltalim with them so that you don't need to be in the same vicinity as the metaltalim to be kona them. How do we know kinyan agav works? So this is in Divrei Amim, one of the kings later on, gave gifts to his kids, along with cities. And so the idea is that the cities were far away, and he gave them the gifts along with the cities, whatever kind of kinyan he gave to the city, that's how they got the stuff. This is the children of Yehoshaphat, who of course was in the middle of the 9th century BC. Ibayaluhu, Bain and Sforim Olo. Here's the question. Do the Metaltalin have to be on top of the karka that you're giving, or can the karka be in one place and the tatzin somewhere else? In other words, what does agav mean? Does it mean literally on top of, or does it just mean along with as far as the formal kinyan goes? Rabbi Yosef Toshma. So Rabbi Yosef tries to prove from this. Rabbi Kiva Omer, this is a Mishnah Peya Paragimel, the large machalok, a series of opinions about how much karka owned creates the obligation of Peya. Different opinions, Beit Rova, etc. But Kiva says, Karka Kolshu, no matter what size, however small, Chayu to Peyo, Vibikurim, Lichtov Alea Pruzbol, Pruzbol needs Karka to be written on. And this is the part we care about, and in order to be able to create a Kinyan Agav, the smallest amount of Karka is available. Which means, clearly, you don't need to have the stuff on top of it, because nothing could fit on top of a tiny piece of Karka. What can you put on a kol shu? The answer is you could stick a needle into a tiny piece of earth and say, okay, I'm selling the earth along with the needle. Rav Yosef kvastan. He has you've upset me. It's kind of an idiom. You've bothered me with this answer. The Tana is going to go out of his way to teach a whole thing about Kinyan Agav just because of the possibility of a needle? In other words, Amravashi, Manle Malandulo Talab Amarginita to Shavi Alfazuzi, who says maybe on top of the needle, a guy puts a diamond with a lot of money. In other words, the size does not always make the value. Toshma Amravalazar. So let's see if we can prove whether you need Tzvurin from this. Maseh ben Meduniachad, a fellow from Madon, Shayab Yerushalayim, Shayulo Metaltalin Harbe, he had a lot of Metaltalin. He wanted to give them to somebody. Maybe he was dying. Amrulo, ain lo takanach yaknem agavi karka. The only way he can do it is to do it kinyan agav. Ma'asa, halach v'lakach beit sela, and we think beit sela means a small area that can be bought for a sela. Samuch l'ushalayim. V'yamarts, foni ze l'ploni, the north side of that goes to ploni. V'imo, me'atzonu me'achaviot, 100 sheep and 100 barrels go to him. And then we assume that he gave the south side to somebody else who did the same thing. And we assume it's a small piece of land, so there's no way that 100 sheep and 100 barrels fit on it. And then he died. Vikimu et Tvarav, and they went through and portioned it that way, and the kinyan was valid. V'yamrat bein tzvurim ba, if you think that they have to be piled on top of it, beit sela maichazi, what can you put on a beit sela? So the answer is, misavar beit sela, sela mamash, you think it really means that size? My sela did not fish tuva. Why do we call it a Beit Sela? Why did he call it, why did they refer to it as a Beit Sela? That it was very big. Mamaikaru la Sela. So why did they call it Sela? Dekashi Kasela. It was very hard earth. So it was inexpensive land because it wasn't arable, but it was a large plot of land, and indeed those things were on the land, perhaps. So again, we have not proven that you don't need Svurim. Toshma. The Amar of Yehuda Amarav Maaseh Adam Echad Shechalav Yerushalayim. There was a guy who got sick. Again, Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, the man had to be sick for this. Bari Haya, he could have even been Bari, Kirabanan. Shayulo Metaltalin Harbe Ubi Keshlit Nememataná. actually say that backwards. According to Rabbi Elazar, he was sick. According to Rabbanan, he had to be healthy for this, because according to Rabbanan, a shchiv mira doesn't need to make a formal kinyan, and therefore this whole story wouldn't start. So he could have been very sick. According to Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbanan, he had the dafka be healthy, because otherwise this wouldn't start. Amrlo, as then he wanted to give a lot of his stuff away. Amrlo, ein lo takana chek nema gabi karka, same deal. Me'asa. Halach v'lakach Beit Rova samuch l'shalem. Now, Beit Rova, nobody can challenge. We know that that's a size, and it's not very big. V'yamar tefach al tefach l'ploni. And he said, one tefach squared goes to ploni. V'imo me'atzonu me'achaviot. Again, 100 sheep and 100 barrels. Probably it wasn't 100 sheep and 100 barrels, but it's just the example we're using to try to talk about metaltalin that are way more than a tefach al tefach. Umeit v'kimu chachamim et varav. And they fulfilled his words, which means you don't need tzvorin ba. You can't put all those barrels on one tefach squared. So Achmeyaskin and Ladami, actually, he wasn't giving the barrels away. He was giving money, and he had the money piled there. Obviously, it means the money. As if it was really those things, he could have made the kinyan chalipin with the guy, and then it would have been his. What does he need it for? Ve'alamai Ladami. It must have been money. Now, money you can't transfer a chalipin, but the fellows, the doni, the recipient, is standing there, so give it to him and let him take him a mashicha. And later in the Kal Matan, it must have been that the guy, the recipient, the intended recipient, was not near the deathbed. So that also explains why he didn't do chalipin. So it could have been that it really was Matson. Why doesn't he give, make a kinyan chalipin with another fellow who's mezaka for him? And the answer is lo samcha date. He doesn't trust it. There was nobody around that he trusted. Savar shamit v'achalu. This guy will steal away and he'll eat the stuff. He'll take the stuff. So, v'alamayin lo takana. So why the rabbi say in lo takana? He has a simple takana, do chalipin. The answer is hachikamar lemaida lo samcha date, the fact that you don't trust anybody, and lo takana, chak emagabi karka, then you only have one takana. Of course, you could always make a kinyan chalipin with somebody appointed as his agent. Or, of course, you could always just, that's really the takana. But, or if the fellow's there, you can make a kinyan chalipin with him, but the fact that he's not there, and the fact that there's nobody there you trust, the only solution for you is kinyan agav. And so indeed it could have been that there really were sheep and really were barrels. And of course they don't fit on that piece of land, so we don't need tzvurin. But again, we haven't proven it. Toshma. Masebram Gamliel was Kenim Shiubayim Basfina. When Gamliel and the elders were coming on a boat, perhaps a boat from Rome, and he had masrot at home that he had not yet taken care of. Amar Lehem, or Gamliel Zakenim, he said, Isur Shani Atid Lamud, the one tenth that I'm going to separate when I get home, is Natun lo Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua, after all, was a Levi. Right? So he gave it to him. Mukomo Muskarlo. And he said, and the location where it's sitting back at home is rented to him. And that's how I'm able to give him the metaltlin agav. Isur acher shani yatid lamud, the other tenth I'm going to give from Aser Oni, Natun lo Lakiv ben Yosef. Kedeshi is akebo lanim. So he should acquire it on behalf of the anim. Umukomo muskarlo, and the place where it's sitting is rented to him. So whatever that location is, where the tenth is, that little bit is rented to him. So shmamina bayin et svurin ba. So obviously you need to have the metaltalin piled on the karka that you're giving. It can't be in two different places. Aha, shani hatam keichra lo litrachinu. No, the reason he did that was tantam matriach them, that they should immediately have to run and get them, that they'll know that they have kind of an ownership on the location. But really you don't need svurin. Again, we haven't proven whether or not you do or don't. Toshma, the Amarav of our Yitzchak Amarav, Shnei Shtarotein. There's two laws about Shtar. Zuchu besadezu liploni. Acquire this field for Ploni, v'kitvu lo tashtar, and then write a Shtar. Then I gave it to him. Choser b'shtar v'no choser b'sadeh. Once you've said that, you could change your mind about the Shtar, but you can't change your mind about the deal. You've already committed. But if you say Almanat shetichtuvu lo atashtar, take this field for Ploni, Almanat that you write the shtar, chozer b'mishtar b'mesadet. You could change your mind about either because you tie them together. Now that's not really our issue. Our issue is the addendum of Rav Chiya bar Avin in the name of Rav Huna. Shlosh shtar otein. There's three laws. Trei hadam on those two. Idach, what's the other one? Im kadam mocher b'chatav lo atashtar. Let's say a seller went ahead and wrote the shtar before the buyer showed up. You could write the shtar for the mocher, even though the buyer is not there. once the lokeach holds onto the karka, nikneh shtar b'chol makom shud, the shtar, wherever it is, becomes his. So, shmamina lo bainin tzvorim ba. So you see it doesn't need to be tzvorim because it explicitly says the shtar could be in one town and the field in another, and once he plows the field or he puts up a fence or whatever he does to be konah b'chazaka, the shtar comes along with it. No, shani shtar da'afsara da'arahu. The shtar is sort of the key to the land. It's not a separate piece of metaltalin. This shtar is a shtar kinyan, and that shtar is a shtar raya on the fact that you own the land. So therefore it is as if it's connected. I valaktani zui shani no chasim shana chayit nechrim no chasim shesh shana chayit bekezef bishtar v'chazaka. But it's specifically on that statement of Rav Huna saying the third rule of, about the Mishnah that says you can write a shtar lamocha even though lokeach's not there, and the rule that the shtar becomes his, wherever it may be, it is commenting on that they quote our Mishnah and saying, kinyan agav. So shmamina lo bayin etzvurim bahu shmamina. You can see, that you do not need tzvurim ba, because after all, here we allowed, the kinyan to take place. The shtar becomes his, even though it's somewhere else, and it's part of the general rule. Okay. Do you have to say the word agav when you make the kinyan? We have all these examples, and at no point did he say agav. He also, we don't have a record of him saying kni, which you always have to say acquire. Of course you have to say kni, you have to say agav. So what's the halach? We do not need tzvurim. The metaltalin can be in another place. But agav u'kni ba'inan, you do need to say kinyan agav, and you do need to say kni. Okay, ibay elohu. Sadeh b'mecher u'metaltalin b'matona mahu. Can you kinyan agav work when the karka is being sold, but the metaltalin are a gift? In other words, you're selling the karka, and the metaltalin are the gift that goes along with it. So toshma, actually, on all the cases we brought, that's exactly how it worked. Toshma, isur shani atid lamud natun liyoshua. Umakumo Muscarlo, in the story with the boat, Rabbi Gamliel rented out the location of Yeshua, that's a sale, and gave him the maaseh, that's a gift. Shmamina, that they don't have to both be mecher matana. Ibayalu, sadela achar metaltalin lacher. What if you give the field to one person, and then the agav is metaltalin, but to another person, mahu? And that's a bigger stretch. Toshma, isur shani atidamu, natuna kibin Yosef, kadishis the kebolanim. Remember, the second thing Rabbi Gamliel said was, the maaseh that I'm going to separate for the anim, that spot is given to Rabbi Akiva and the Meister Ani with it. So you see that the place is for Rabbi Akiva and the gift is for others, the Anim. So my Muskar, Muskar Lamaser. No, that doesn't mean that it was rented out to Rabbi Akiva. It was rented out for purposes of the Maser for the Anim. So it's really all going to one body. If you buy it to Ema, you could say it differently. Shanar Akiva Diyar Anim Have. Rabbi Akiva was really the representative of the Anim. He's not just a go-between. But he's really embodies and represents them, and therefore renting it to him is really like renting it to the name. Either way, it's the same thing. Now, Amar Rav, lo shanu ela shanatan dmei kulan. Important to note that kinyan agav only works if you paid for all of the metaltalin. Avalonatan dmei kulan. If you didn't give the payment yet, lo kanal kanegim altav. You only get the metaltalin as per the percentage of what you paid. If you paid 50%, you get half of them. Tanya kavateri Rav. We have a brayta that supports that. Yafek koach hakesef mikoach hashtar mikoach hashtar mikoach hakesef. Kesef and Shtar each have a leg up on each other. Yefek o'ach Kesef, where is Kesef powerful? Shakesef podin bo'ek deshot to maser sheni. We saw this way earlier on Daf Dalet. Kesef can be used to redeem hekdesh maser sheni mashen kem Shtar. Yefek o'ach Shtar, shashtar motzi b'at Yisrael. Shtar has the ability to create divorce. Kesef can't. Mashen kem Kesef. Yefek o'ach Shnehem mikoach Chazaka. They're both stronger than Chazaka. V'koach Chazaka mikoach Shnehem. Chazaka is stronger than both of them. The two of them, Kesef and Shtar, work for Eved Ivri. Mashenk v'chazaka, Chazaka doesn't work there. Fekwa Chazaka, Shachazaka, in the case of Chazaka, Macharlo Eser Sadot Eser Mindinot. If a guy sells 10 fields in 10 different places, Kevan Shechzik Bachan Mehem Kanam Kulam. The Chazaka on one gives you the Kinyan on all of them. Now, B'medvar Mamurim, Shenatan Lo Dmei Kulan. That's only if you paid for all of them. Now, again, this entire braita was just brought for that last line that supports Rava, that says that a kinyan agav, and this is a form of a kinyan agav, an extended kinyan, only works if you've paid for all of the pieces. Avalonatan lo dmei kulan, if you didn't pay for all of them, lo kanal kaneged ma'otav, you only get the amount that you paid for. So you paid for 5 fields, and you are machzik one of them, you get 4 more. Now, Messiah le Shmuel, this supports Shmuel, damar Shmuel, machar lo eser sadot b'eser medinot, kevin shechzik b'achad man kanad kulan. right? That we have. Same thing. Amravacha braid ravika teidash ilu masarlo eser beimot beafsar echad. He says that's an obvious thing because, after all, if you handed him 10 animals all with one leash, all with one rope, they're all tied together. V'marle kni milo kani. Of course, he gets all of them. So why is our land different? Samarle midami hatami gudobi yado. So Shmuel said that's not the same. What I'm saying is not so obvious. Because there you've got all 10 animals in your hand. Here you got land in California, land in Kansas, land in Alaska, land in Israel. They don't tie together. So Ikadami, the other version was that the challenge was not that what you're saying is obvious, but that it's wrong. If he handed him 10 animals with one leash and said, you get this one, Mikani, you don't get all of them. So midami hatam gufi muchlakim, there each body is a different body. Hacha sadan da arachadu. Ultimately, the earth is one earth, so real estate all somehow interconnects. Whereas the animals are all separate animals, and you have to make a separate kinyan on each one of them. If you single one out and says this your kona, as opposed to with the land, where if you kona one, you're kona all of them, you make a chazak on one, it brings all the rest along. Okay, we'll pause at this point. In the next podcast, which will take us all the way to the Mishnah Chavtet, we will take a look at the end of our Mishnah of Gilgul Shvuah, and then we'll look at the two halves of Mishnah Vav, which are treated on Daf Chavchet Amud Aleph and Chavchet Amud Bet. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.